And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and running the board today, Mr. Wayne Cotto. We're introducing him today as our co-host. He's now officially a co-host of Let's Talk Hookup here on Let's, and we still have the same team, of course, Corey and Brandon, but Wayne's adding to the team because he's very technically oriented. He's running all the machines today, so great show. The three of us are going to talk fishing. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sports Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. You'll discover California's best-selling truck brand, Ford F-Series, equipped for anything your demanding job needs or the family vacation you're taking. Check out the Bronco family featuring the iconic Ford Bronco or the versatile Ford Bronco Sport. Both have muscle, tech, and durability needed to go anywhere. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, visit your local dealership to find the perfect Ford for you during the Ford Summer Sales Event. The Ford Summer Sales Event is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to take a test drive to see what Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs has to offer. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit pointlomasportfishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. This is a cool seat. I don't know, I'm not in this seat very often. I like it. I'm sliding over. It's pretty cool. What a fun time and a great addition to the team. So stoked about it. This is going to be a very, very fun show today.
Yeah. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me. Appreciate this.
Okay, so here's what's going on. So Wayne is very technically oriented. And
the entire team at Let's Talk Hookup is not the most tech-savvy previous to today.
Wayne used to run boards at radio stations, and he's very technical. And he's smart. So he can do all this stuff. So Wayne is coming in as a backup to the backup. Like if I'm out of town or Ricky's out of town and I'm out, you know, all that. Corey, of course, is still an important part of the show as our co-host, and of course Brandon too, a part of the show. But Wayne comes in to basically be our backup on the board,
and
so we're thrilled to have him.
Has always been a part of the Let's Talk Hookup family for sure. You know, we've enjoyed so many fun conversations, and it's always been so much as Wayne, you know, having fun with you as a guest and hanging out and fishing. And you're a tremendous host, probably the most requested host of Let's Talk Hookup trips. You know, everybody loves fishing with you. You've always been a part of the family, and nobody is better versed in all the things that's going on, and I'm just pumped. I'm excited, and I think it's going to be a great addition to the team.
I'm completely honored, guys. We all grew up with this show, and we all wanted to be part of it. And now this is like a dream come true, being able to run it.
So cool, so cool. So, well, great to have you. And we're going to adjust these a little bit here. Just a little technical.
Is that just a way of saying Rick's too loud on the microphone?
So there's all kinds of little nuances here. I have a little softer voice. Rick's has a little, like a little boisterous voice, and Wayne's kind of about in the same. So we adjust things a little bit here, and then they're balanced out there. So everything's good. But
Rick's too loud. That was a nice way of
No, Rick has a powerful voice.
You come pre-amplified.
You have a young voice. A young and powerful voice. Must be from yelling at all those boys.
Oh, man, let me tell you.
Big week this week with the boys, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wyatt starts school.
Yeah. First week of preschool. And it went good. You know, like we're very blessed that we've got both grandmas on both sides, and they helped Dallas and I with watching the boys. So, like, neither of them have ever not been with the fam before. And first week was awesome. First day couldn't have gone any better. Second day, Wyatt had like the I'm not sure I want to do this, and like I did drop off on day number two, and he got a little bit of the emotion like Dad, don't leave me, like let's go fishing instead. I can't tell you how close I was, like yeah, we're out of here, no problem. Like it was not the easiest thing to like stand strong, and and obviously like 5 minutes after we were gone, they were playgrounding and painting and had the best time, and it was awesome. But man, that was a gut check moment for Dad when he was like, I don't want to be here. Let's go fishing. I was so close to be like, yep, no problem. Let's get out of here. I'll blow off work. You blow off school. Let's get out of here. But no, it was a big week, and we had a great time, and yeah, awesome. Yeah,
he wants to say, come on, Dad, let's go fishing instead.
He said it, and I was ready to fold right then and right there. Like, yep, we're out of here. No problem. Boy's crying, wants to go. Like, let's do this. But yeah, big week for the Maxa family, and yeah, he did awesome, and we have refrigerator art hanging in the on the wall. Everything's good, man. It was a big week at our house.
That's cool. And a big week here in Southern California fort fishing too, man. You look at the landings this morning. Busy. Royal Stars unloading, American Anglers unloading, and several of the sport boats.
There's a change in non-fishing. Like we get thrown weird curves this year, and that somehow the fishing throws us a bone at the same time. So, you know, the struggles with bait is nothing new. We've been talking about it for a while. And, you know, and bait is day to day. And those guys are kicking butt, man. I mean, the thing is, like, no one is upset with Everingham Brothers. You know what I mean? There's no doubt those guys are working their absolute butts off. And all boats fishing 24 hours a day, making bait and making sure that there's enough for our sport boat fleet. But it's the middle of August. This is the peak of our peak. When I drove into the show this morning, I passed 15 boats on trailers all going down. Like, we're all fishing this weekend. It's what we do. And the demand.
And then the big pelagic tournament is going on yesterday and today.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of guys chasing big tuna out there right now.
Everyone's on the water. So the bait demand was high. And yesterday it was just such that there wasn't bait available for cash sales. Cash sales meaning all of us. You know, if you're not driving a sport boat, this is... There was none available. But, so obviously that's not an ideal scenario, but as the ocean does, like when it throws us a negative curve, it throws us one right down the pipe. And yesterday there was fantastic foamer fishing, relatively close to home, in grease calm waters. Like, we were getting videos from some of our buds yesterday of full foamer spots that, like, you could see with the blind eye from a mile away. Because it was like a pile of grease everywhere, and then just a dark spot of foam and birds and everything else, and they were biting lures. So, obviously, like, we'd much rather have it if it's an option. But yesterday, for, you know, obviously not for everybody, but there was some good fishing, and that spreader bar and Mad Max style lure bite is still happening.
And I, like you say, not that far away.
And there was an upturn in it. You know, I mean, like, it has existed for a while, but yesterday was better than it has been for months. Yeah. You know, the lure foamer type fishing. So, yeah, I mean, still.
Wayne, Dark of the Moon, you think that has something to do with it?
Dark of the Moon is part of it. But the thing that Ricky just alluded to was that is actually in the benefit of the private boat guys, because it was a running gun fishery yesterday.
Yeah.
They were foaming, but then they'd sink out and they'd bring back up. You'd have to be able to gun on them. Sportboat can't do that.
You kind of had to have three or four motors to really get on it.
There's time. But, I mean, all the lures that we have, all the jigs we have, all the trolling we have, it's in our advantage right now. We have all the technology to go catch those fish.
Yeah.
You know, we're blessed with the live bait fishery, just spoiled by it.
Spoiled
but
by
we
it.
Don't necessarily need it. We have the technology to get there and catch those fish.
Yeah, no doubt. But one thing we should, again, explain, I'm going to go through this. And so a lot of guys say, and I don't know what the situation is this morning at Everyham.
Yeah, it's day to day.
It's every day is different. If they caught last night or they caught this morning, they're going to have it. If they didn't, then they're not going to have it.
Exactly.
So and they've been pretty good about keeping their website updated, but every hour it changes.
Totally.
So then somebody at Cash Sales says, well, there's no bait, but those sport boats are getting bait over there. What's that all about? Well, here's the deal. The sport boats pay a very high percentage, like 15% of their gross sales.
Gross
sales to the Everyham brothers. So that's whether there's bait or not. All that money goes to the Everyham brothers. So,
yeah, I mean, even a boat that goes today that gets little to none, that doesn't change. 15% off the top, no matter what.
Because they're still operating. They're still running around.
Yeah.
They're
as long
still
as they're
flying
selling
planes.
Tickets.
They run, running.
They're not having breaks. Yeah. They're not having their days off.
So that's why they get bait and you don't. that's my point.
Yeah.
Is because they're constantly paying and keeping basically them in business. Cash sales is just kind of an add-on for the Everyhams. And the guys that keep them in business are the sport boats.
Right. It keeps us. It's cash sales is great for us and it's great for them. But you're right.
Yeah.
The business is run because of the sport boat fleet, and the sport boat fleet is run because of the Everyhams brothers. I mean, it's a partnership.
Yeah.
No doubt.
For sure.
And that's the thing too. Even in these times when bait is lesser or bait hasn't been cured out for 2 weeks, all those things. You know, sure, you complain on the surface level, like, man, I wish I had more. But nobody complains about how hard those guys, they are working their butts off. I mean, it's 24 hours a day. There is no break. They're fishing they're firing on all cylinders, like you said. Planes and helicopters and boats and everybody. It's all hands on deck.
Yeah, pretty impressive. It's a pretty impressive operation.
It is.
Because they have a lot of boats. And think about it. They have San Diego, Mission Bay, and Dana Point.
Yeah,
so there's a lot. And so they have quite a large spread of bait. So then the question is, and Wayne, this is from the conservation side from your previous job. People say, well, what happened to all the bait? Any ideas?
This is a cyclical thing that we've been through before.
Yeah.
When we were growing up, Pete, you and I, we didn't have sardines. It was only anchovy. We didn't even know what a sardine was. We're going to go back around to a cycle, and right now you're in transition between the sardine and the anchovy. That's all it is. You're seeing it. I mean, how many years we didn't see the squid? How many years we didn't see brown baits out in the water? And, you hear Corey talk about this all the time. You go through those transitions of water and cycles of bait, and right now that's what we're going through is a cycle change. If you look out there right now, there's a bunch of little sardines and a lot of little anchovies out there.
Yes.
You open up any fish, they're just gorged with them.
Yeah. That's what the foamers are on, right?
That's correct. Yeah. That's what the foamers are on. If you go south of the border, when I was down in Cedros, there was bait from Cedros Island all the way to Natividad, and it was just solid, and it was all anchovy, but you could sabiki up sardines within that mix. So there's a lot of bait all over.
Yeah.
You guys talked about, I think, last week, where we didn't have that hurricane push of water. I don't think a lot of that bait and fish pushed up here. I think it's still south of the border.
South, yeah.
It just hasn't had that push. We never got it.
Yeah, and there's still no real active hurricane situation.
Not crazy, right?
Which is like just...
With as wild as it has been the previous half a dozen years, like it's just been very calm lately. Yeah.
La Nina condition.
Yeah,
that's what they're saying anyway. Yeah. That's what.
But we have a mixed signal is the problem. We're having this mix back and forth between El Nino, La Nina cycles, and that's a transition period. We haven't seen that in 30, 40 years.
Yeah,
something like that.
So when somebody says to you, Wayne, well, those guys at the Penn operations at the Coronado Islands are catching all the bait.
You can't open up social media without hearing somebody convinced that, those guys...
I laugh at that.
They're wrapping every piece of bait and all the barracuda and all the yellowfin tuna, and they're grinding them up and feeding them to the fish. Yeah.
There's just not that many fish in there.
It's just not the case, man. Yeah. It just isn't.
Yeah, that's I guess ignorance would be the best thing that you could call that, because they don't catch that much bait.
people making excuses for why something's happening, which without any kind of real facts.
Yeah.
And we can't acquit stuff. We got to stop all that. It's nothing further from the truth. I mean, they're not wrapping all the bait. There's bait down there, yes, but, you know, they're struggling to get it just as much as we are, right? I mean, it moves in and out. I mean, did remember when it was all red tide and we couldn't, nobody could see it? Did you complain then?
Yeah, you know? No.
You know, so all this stuff is just cyclical.
It's cyclical.
We just have to ride it out.
And what we need is a couple of hurricanes down there.
That would be
but south of the border, we need a little bit of warm water. But the good news is we still know there's quite a volume of bluefin around, too.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, the proof was in the pudding yesterday. It was good. It was good fishing.
Yeah.
You know? And it's not like the foamer fishing was the only thing. There was good fishing for our sport boats as well. You know, but it was
kelps offshore.
It's been a little bit feast or famine. You know, like and there's not been a lot of rhyme or reason to it. There have been some amazing trips. You know, I go out and look at the slab outside every morning, and you know, we had boats this week come back with absolute full limits of excellent grade bluefin, and the same. You know, same length of trip from another boat who is just as much of a highliner, they swung and missed, you know, and, you know, you land on the right school. And I was talking to Gavin about it during the week. And, you know, this is not an easy thing to, not an easy pill to swallow. He said some of it absolutely comes down to us and us being the anglers. And, you know, he was talking about what a great trip they had. He goes, oh, yeah, well, we knew we were going to kill them because we had a group of absolute killers on the boat this week. And he was explaining to me this scenario where, you know, you get on the boat and you have guys that are, you know, just out to have a vacay and a great time and they're not the most hardcore about it, no big deal. And everybody tries hard at 9 o'clock at night. You know, you just had dinner.
Yeah.
It's been dark for a couple hours. You're fired up. The first school you go on to goes, every jig is being dropped. He said, not every boat and every group of passengers is that hardcore at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all that nighttime fishing is stopping on schools and getting one that is activated and wants to bite a little bit. And, you know, if you stop on five in a row and there's no bites and you lose half of your guys, well, now instead of there 20 guys that are fishing, you have 10.
Yeah.
And then if it goes even later into the night without a bite, that 10 might go down to four. And then you finally come across a good school that wants to bite. Four guys drop down and they all hook fish. Well, if you had 20 guys, instead of having to stop for four, you have a stop for 18. You do that two times, you got limits. You know what I mean? It's just that. You know, and part of it does come down to us. And then I'm not blaming anybody, you know. I got a 1-year-old, a 3-year-old at home. Staying up till 2 a.m. is not the easiest thing in the world, but that is a big part of it, you know.
Yeah.
Like, we're not blessed with every school biting all the time, and keeping your head in the game and turning the handle makes the biggest difference if you're nighttime jig fishing.
Absolutely, yeah. And so, what's hot in the tackle store right now?
It's more of the same, you know, like a smaller profile jigs definitely seem to be the better deal at nighttime right now. That doesn't mean it has to be tungsten. Certainly if the budget allows for it, tungsten is still the great thing to fish because it's small and it's heavy, but you could accomplish the same thing with, you know, an Eddie Bomb style lure. Those West Coast jiggers, HDs have been really good. The SK jigs have been good. And that's not to say that a big lure won't get you bites. They definitely do too. But the little bit of trend as of late has still been nighttime 300 gram lures, but a little bit on the shorter, more compact side of things, getting bit a little better than the bigger ones. And there's daytime fly line fishing, but it's as bluefin often gets. It's scaled back. It's a little bit smaller grade of fish. It's 25 and 30 pound, maybe 40 pound. It's smaller hooks. You know, fishing a Gamakatsu number 2 Nautilus has been a big deal. Like just a small hooks, lighter line, fly line bites. There's been some kite fishing for those guys that have the right charter group. There's been some good kite bites out to the west. So it's August. They're biting and they're still fishing to be had.
Yeah. So what about the poppers? What are the hot poppers?
Yeah.
Right.
Clear is like the hot color right
now. Why is that a thing? I don't know,
man. I don't know either. You know, I mean, whether it's just because they can't see it as good. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. But, boy, it sure seems to be a thing.
Yeah.
You know, our favorite is that clear choice, the ghost popper.
Uh-huh.
But there's a lot of great ones. The feed popper. is a really good one. Rapala makes a new clear one. Yozuri makes a new clear one. So there's now lots of options around. But you know, a medium size popper, like a 150 size, somewhere between
not a big one, not a small one.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. 150 seems to be kind of the sweet spot.
Yeah.
But
so this week, Jamie on Seasons had Mark Mills out and the Daiwa crew out, and they got one on a Daiwa popper.
There you go.
So Daiwa makes some poppers.
Totally, they do. Yeah. Yeah, nice ones.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, and with that too comes all the tackle, you know, geek out part of it.
Yeah.
You can, you know, it's not the easiest thing to cast a long way with a hollow piece of plastic, you know.
Right.
So then it comes your niche gear. So now do you lean? Popper fishing is not a black and white thing. You know, the black side of things is I'm catching a tuna and I want heavy tackle and a big two speed and I want to wind them in. The white side of that is I got to cast this little plastic thing a long ways away, and to do that I need a bass rod.
Yeah.
Well, you need to, you know, ideally we need to blend those two
until
things
you
together.
Hook like an 80 pounder.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what side of the coin do you land on? Make the cast or land the fish?
Or go to the dark side and go to spinning.
Yeah, totally.
That's
totally
the way. Yeah.
And you know, with spinning comes, like, you know, you can get a spinning outfit and you can make a bomber cast no problem, but you've got to have your spinning gear has to be, you know, at a level where it can handle that big fish. And that exists, but
yeah,
the price on the better spinning stuff is a little bit elevated.
Dragging
so,
capacity.
Yeah, it's just all about finding the right blend for you. Budget, you know, size of fish, being able to land them. And that's the fun part. You know,
and
like,
not being able to put that thing on the rail anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, what do you use, like a spin strap or something like that?
Most people don't even have them. You
yeah.
can, but they most people don't have them when they're ready to go.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to just
yeah.
hold
Where's
it.
That spin strap? Where was that? Where did I put that like last
it's
year?
It's sitting right next to your fighting belt.
Yeah.
For me, I'm a Tranks 400 guy. Like, I mean, obviously it depends on the size of the fish and the popper and all.
You're throwing a Tranks 400 and an 80-pound tuna?
I would throw it at an 80-pounder. Yeah?
Yeah,
like that would for sure be about the limit of it. Like, you certainly wouldn't want any higher. And like always, if a guy came into the tackle store and said, I want a reel for an 80-pound bluefin, the first reel you showed him sure as hell would not be a Tranks 400.
Yeah.
But I think most of that foamer fish is sub that size. It's a little bit smaller. And that thing fishes that size popper really good. And if you filled that reel full of like a 50 or 65 max quattro, you've got enough line to do it. And those Tranks, like, That reel is not gonna explode from a bigger tuna. For sure you would rather have that fish hooked on bigger tackle and a bigger reel and bigger gear, but you gotta be able to fish the lure too. Would I prefer to have it on a 500? Absolutely I would.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, you know, as the season goes on.
But it'll
on,
handle it.
It totally will.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're lucky enough to be a tackle nerd and spend way too much gear on it, you have both of those things. And then approaching the spot of fish, you realize like, oh dude, those are bigger ones. I've got a Tranks 500 with the 170 size popper and the rocket launcher. I'm going to grab that. Or, yeah, those things appear to be 30 to 50 pounders. I'm going to throw the Tranks 400.
When do you switch over to a 12 two-speed Delica? Because they're about the same size now.
Yeah. Again, if you had the luxury of having an idea, fish that are like above 150 pounds, I don't want to do that on a Tranks. I have done that a couple of times, and it is a painful deal.
Stella 14,000 all the way for me. Spinning reel with big drag and
that's
big capacity.
I mean, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I mean, that is
such a good choice. You can throw that
thing
a mile.
Oh, absolutely.
On a pop.
The only problem is, like, you need an equally as good rod.
Yep.
And I mean, that's just not, it's not a cheap outfit.
It's
the right
outfit. Yeah.
But it's not a cheap one.
Or you could go with a Twin Power.
Sure.
Or is it the Saragossa?
Saragossa.
Yeah.
All of those,
Saragossa line.
All of those will do it. But the ease of turning the handle under a load is exponentially different from Saragossa to Twin Power, and then again Twin Power to Stella. Like
absolutely.
If you could just somehow put exactly the same fish on exactly the same line, it is exponentially easier to turn the handle under a load
because
going from one to the other to the other. Yeah.
Yeah, the gearing. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. We haven't even ventured into what retired Wayne's been doing, sort of retired.
We're going to need 2 hours just to get the reports from all the trips that have been going on.
Exactly, yeah. A lot going on here.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun show. And again, today's about you. These are very fun shows where we hang out, we talk fishing, and we answer your questions. And, boy, if you've got questions for all of the hats that Wayne has worn and continues to wear. We're going to look forward to doing that. I'm looking forward to getting some drift boat reports from Pete from Montana. And if you want to talk tackle, I'd love to do that too. And it's just going to be a fun show all about you, all about a great time. We've got some really good reports coming in this show. It's going to be a really fun one. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the phones. We got Kyle standing by this morning at the fan, going to be taking your phone calls, or you can send us a text. Already great text coming through here on Let's Talk Hookup, and the only way that you can text in your questions to the show is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. If you don't have it already, you absolutely need to. It's the easiest way to keep in touch with Let's Talk Hookup. It's the easiest way to listen to all the archive shows. You can catch them 24 hours a day. You can listen on demand on your drive home from work, and again, it's the only way to text in your questions to the show. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need, and that'll get you through on the text. And man, what a killer prize we're giving away today. One lucky caller is going to win a trip to go fishing on board the Mission Bell from Point Loma Sport Fishing. Plus, you're going to get a free car wash at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. If you haven't already, they built a killer car wash that is part of, kind of behind the right. killer Summit Gasoline and Beast Drive that they have
the
there.
Deal.
It's killer. And it is so...
$6.
It's, dude...
But today you get one for free.
Our corner car wash has the exact same thing, and it's 11. It's half the price.
But...
And it's not as
here's
good.
Here's the other thing, too. Finn, the owner of Summit, was telling me they spent... several million dollars
I'm
on
sure.
that system. And when you run your car through that car wash, you'll know why. It's an amazing car wash. It's high end.
They're it does a really so good job. Cool there, man. Yeah. I love it. I love that whole biz. It's just awesome.
And the cool thing is that they use the spot-free rinse. You don't even have to wipe your car.
Sit on the freeway and
go
drive
check it.
It
out.
Pretty cool, those guys, for sure. So, again, somebody's going to get to go fishing because you're getting a full-day trip on the Mission Bell, and you're going to have a clean ride when you're done because you're also going to get that free car wash from our friends over at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. If you want to get through on that, 833-288-0973, or you send us that text. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those texts. We got a lot of fun. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check KingfisherCharters.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing LA has to offer. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to LA's finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
When you're pursuing big game fish, the right gear is essential. Not just the rod, reel, and line, but the right pair of binoculars, too. So upgrade your gear to the best pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? Fujinon Stabiscopes are the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440s deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which ones are right for you. They even have compact and lightweight Fujinon stabilized binoculars for your next vacation or hunting trip. You know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Hunters Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, having fun, talking fishing with Wayne and Pete, and that's going to be a fun
training session for Wayne here, but he's already trained out.
I don't even know if one you can call session it training. Is done. Yeah. Wayne's done. Been behind the board for 15 minutes, and he's already got it better handled than Pete and I have.
Yeah, for sure. So is it a little more complicated than you thought it was?
It's complicated. It is. It's just taking learning the timing and the different nuances between the different software packages.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, just another...
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
Just another
we haven't even ventured into the hot buttons where you can do sound effects.
You can't wait to play with those.
I'm still nervous about it.
Yeah, go ahead. Hit one. See what happens. That's just sound. Then you can turn it off. And then you can hit another one.
I don't like the idea of me...
Yeah, they see...
I don't like the idea of me having access to those things at all. Like, I've just been trying to pretend like they don't exist. Like, I want a gong real bad, you know? Like,
oh, you got the horn.
Yeah, you know, like, if we got a long-winded Tommy P report, I want to be able to gong or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Like at Christmas time?
Well, something, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Tommy P, we had a Tommy P is the video master on trips and stuff like that, and we had a big video session over at Dana Landing and Fastlane Kayaks.
The world premiere.
In Mission Bay, the world premiere of his Picachos video, but the one that was really something was that Sejo Sport Fishing video.
Absolutely.
Man, you guys had a good trip.
It was so much fun. All worked itself out, and that last day, we went up to that Punta Colorado area, and the boiler rocks and the kelp and the weather cleared, the
flat calm.
We had fish boiling on top of the kelp canopy.
Oh, I love it.
Corey with the big slug throwing it over there, and they're coming through the canopy. That whole thing happened.
Oh, I love it.
And it was insane.
It was insane. Yeah. It was so much fun, and it just capped off a great week at Sejo Sport Fishing.
Yeah, and to have a day like that, like where it's just grease everywhere you look. I mean, how often does that happen?
Yeah. It didn't happen the whole week.
Yeah.
That was it.
But to get one is...
Oh, it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
To be way up the weather side like you guys were and have those conditions and fish that just don't get touched that often is pretty special.
And to be able to go home and not get, you know, blasted by the wind and the waves coming, you know, and hitting all that. I mean, it was just downhill all the way. It was gorgeous.
I love
it. It was just gorgeous.
Place,
so cool. Well, hey, phones are packing up. The texts are flowing through. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, huh?
All right, let's do it. Let's talk.
Can you see that far?
Just barely. I can, but why don't we start it off with James, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, James. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
Morning.
My question is, back in the 80s, my dad used to catch a whole bunch of albacore when it was surfacing out here. I was just wondering, do you think the albacore will ever come back out here in San Diego?
It's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah. Pete says it'll
happen
every year.
They're going to come back, you know? And it's anybody's guess, right?
It's anybody's guess, but if you look at what's happening condition-wise, right, the anchovy started coming back, the squid coming back, barracuda came back, we saw bonita this year. We didn't see skipjack yet. But maybe next year we'll start seeing that next side of that transition. Maybe the albacore follow it in.
I know.
Could happen next year.
It could.
You know, James,
I'm going to forecast that it will.
Okay, I like it. Good call. You heard it here. You heard it here. Pete's calling it. Next year, albacore return.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one thing that you can, you know, be happy about is, like, the fishery is fantastic. We got a call from J.J. Gerritsen on the Pikey a couple weeks ago, and those guys are having tremendous fishing this year. I talked to Aaron Barnhill, last week, you know, texting back and forth. Same deal. Tremendous fishing. Like, the
stock
the,
is healthy.
Yeah, exactly. The fishery is really good. There's lots of fish. It's just not in our backyard. Right. It's in somebody else's. And I'm the biggest believer in just the cyclical nature of the ocean and fishing, and I totally do. Like, I 100% think we are. I'm in no hurry for it to happen. I love what we're in right now. I love this big bluefin. I like this yellowfin.
I have a quarter of these.
So great.
So Steve Crook, who's a retired fisheries biologist, big Let's Talk Hookup guy.
One of our guardian angels,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, he is, definitely. He explains it on a technical side. Like, he, at the beginning of this summer, he kind of said it's not going to happen this year, and here's why. And it's kind of like it's a bubble effect of the water temperature.
Okay.
So the bubble never really came in to the Southern California bite of that cooler water that we need, and it just pushed north. So when – I guess it's kind of a thing that they can look at and predict where that bubble of colder water pushes into our bite, it very well could happen.
On a bigger scale.
Right.
Because if you think about what happened, 3 weeks ago –
yeah.
Orange County dropped 10 degrees within
right.
a week, right?
Yeah.
A couple of days.
But that's just a local.
But it was a local thing. It was a specific instance. We don't have those nor'easters hitting yet that is pushing that swell the other way.
Right.
Right? We're seeing parts of it. North is getting it. But hey, you know what? If you want to catch albacore, you just drive north. I caught them last year up in Eureka.
Did you really?
We got on the 13 of them on one day, and we were in by like noon.
Wow.
They were 15 miles from the dock.
Wow, that's
and,
pretty
know.
Cool.
I think next week we're gonna have Pete Grosbeck on
yes.
here, and you know, part of their operation, Pete's boss has been fishing up there a bunch, and they've had really good albacore fishing and bluefin.
That's
and,
out of
and big eye
out of Half Moon Bay, which is San Francisco.
Right. Yeah. So it'll be fun to kind of get a little, you know, a localized
yeah.
private boat style report.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, the fishery is healthy. That fish is around. It's in as good a shape as it's ever been. One of these days, we're just going to be back to trolling zucchini, you know, zucchini.
That was so much fun to do that.
Waiting for the clicker to go off, dropping a 5-inch MC back with an ounce and a half lead head
yeah.
and waiting for a bite that way. Like, all of that is going to come back around. I'm pretty confident.
And we
it.
Did all of that up at Eureka when we were on the boat fishing.
So cool.
To be able to pull feathers again and drop back into it. It was just nostalgic, right?
Yeah.
We haven't done it
sure.
here for so long.
That's going to be a cool show. Next Saturday, Pete Grosbeck. You know, I called Pete. And it was your idea. Why don't you call Pete? He's in town. It's like, because he's hardly ever
yeah.
in town. And so he says, what do you want me on the show? I was like, what are you kidding me,
Pete? Oh, my
God,
Pete? Dude. You're like, talk about stories.
You've been fishing here since you were 14 years old, and now you're fishing all over the world, fishing all kinds of exotic destinations. It's going to be cool.
Their operation, and we'll let Pete talk about it, but their operation is quite unique in that, you know, they have several boats positioned around the world, and, you know, and the Pete and his boss, Kev, they kind of strategize where and what in the world, and then they
yeah.
go take advantage of it. And there's a boat in the Azores, and there's a boat in Costa Rica, and there's a boat in Cabo, and there's a
yeah.
boat in Half Moon Bay, and,
yeah.
and wherever the great fishing and time and everything allows and what they're hoping and wanting to go do, they go do it. And like you said, Pete's been here since he was a teenager.
Right.
It's just, yeah, it's going to be an awesome show. I'm really looking forward to it.
That's going to be fun. And then next Sunday, from the tribute, Mike will be here. So,
yeah.
Captain Mike, and he'll be fresh off the water. Tomorrow, Captain Frank Lopresti.
I can't wait.
How about
yeah.
that,
so,
huh?
So much
That's
fun
always
here.
Legendary to have that guy in the show.
Best behavior again.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you have a good text, huh?
I thought so, yeah. I had a fun text. Wow, what a great start to the show. So excited to have Wayne joining the team. Went fishing yesterday and was greeted by the no bait sign at the San Diego Bait Barge. Went to the Mission Bay side and got a half scoop of mixed bait, higher percentage of chovy, but sardines as well. Given the bait situation, what do you guys suggest we bring on a local trip to maximize our chances when fishing offshore and the bait is slim? And that's from DJ in San Diego.
Boy.
Well, I'm a fan of lures and jigs, so, you know, you can't go wrong. Bringing a Corey MC swim baits along, because you can always drop those back and work the water column. You can always work your jigs. You know, your cold sniper jigs, you can work all levels.
The sardine waver that Shimano makes, that thing is hot.
And we're finding all of the yellowtail on the kelp right now and even around the Coronado Islands, so you got to have your surface iron. You got to have your yo-yo jig. Why wouldn't you just go with your normal arsenal and then, you know, supplement if you can afford a tight, you know, a tungsten jig or something like that? Bring it. Tungsten jigs have a specific point, though, that they can get down in a smaller bait, right? But they also go down very fast. So sometimes they go down so fast you might go through the fish.
Yeah.
So you got to know how to fish a tungsten jig. And normally what I find when I'm using my tungstens, I go size down. rather than size up. If they're running 300 gram, I don't throw 300 gram tungsten because it sinks so fast.
It sinks so fast.
Yeah,
it's out of the zones. Too
it
fast.
Can. If you need to get down, then that's where they're at specifically right now. I want to be there. Yeah. That's get a tungsten. Yeah. It just sinks that much faster.
Yeah.
Being that you're talking private boat, DJ, I think that, you know, like we said at the beginning, I would be prepared with a, you know, with an assortment of trolling, you know, of trolling jigs if you're fishing. And there's been a few swimming plugs that have been really hot this year. You know, that Halco Laser Pro has been really good for getting jig strikes. I always tell the same stories. Like anytime we're in the store and I see crew members taking, you know, crumpled up, you know, $5 and $20 bills that was their side money that they're pulling out to buy trolling jigs for the boat. That's always the most green light. Like, okay, that's going to the bank. Like, that's the one. So those have been really good this year. Spreader bars this year have been super hot again. There's really good bites to be had on spreader bars. So, you know, I think...
What about the Mad Max?
Totally. Yeah. Mad Max, but this year, for whatever reason, like the small ones, you know, the years past, everybody wanted the 200 has always been the hot size. And that doesn't mean that it wouldn't and still get bites, but this year the smaller guys have been what guys have been coming in saying that's been stopping the boat better. They have another lure. It's not new, but they have a lure called a Mad Scad. Mm-hmm. And Mad Scad was something that was popular as like a throwing on a line surface bait. They have a sinking Mad Scad now that comes with a different rig. It's got a treble hook on the stern and a J hook forward. But they say that you control that lure up to 18 knots. Not that any of us would be doing that,
right.
But it's something that you could employ as like a high speed troller. If you were wanting to put something back and just cover ground while you're looking for foamers, that's not a bad thing. And then the one that I'm a huge fan of is the Cedar Plug Daisy Chain. That
yes.
thing's great at getting bites. It's not terribly expensive. And yeah, so just a good assortment of local trollers. And then like we were talking about, clear poppers. A Colt Sniper is always a thing. I'm never going to call it a current sniper. It'll always be a Colt Sniper for me. But yeah, an 80 or 100 gram, you know, Katy Perry colored Colt Sniper, those things get bit fantastic. So lots of great things to get a bite, even if you don't have the sardine. All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including we're going to be talking to our man. We got Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing is standing by. We're going to find out what's going on with the catch report. You stay tuned. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time in the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we'd love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Hi, my name is Chris Webb, and I'm one of the owners of Nature Fed Beef Company. We've started Nature Fed to bring families the highest quality beef that you can get in Southern California. Did you know when you buy ground beef at the store, it can contain hundreds, if not thousands, of different cows? All our cows are pasture-raised and pasture-finished. They roam and graze on green grass miles away from any freeways, assuring low levels of cortisol and some of the best meat quality that you can get. These animals are raised in God's country, in the Klamath Basin and just outside of Corning, California. We sell our cow shares in quarters, half, and full cows. This gives you a cut from every piece of the cow, and all the meat you buy comes from the same cow. We deliver it right to your door, packaged and ready for your freezer. Let's Talk Hookup listeners can enjoy $250 off any beef order with the code HOOKUP. Give us a call at 619-324-3555 to order, or visit naturefedbeef.com. $250 off any beef order with the code HOOKUP. Visit naturefedbeef.com.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealers.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu. Simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing. Okay, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. We got the man standing by, Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing. Today, that report sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. It's your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. A complete deli. They have beverages, boating supplies, as well as one of San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shops. Also, check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best in both fresh and saltwater tackle. Along with live bait, Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. ECBT, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. And Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, they're on Broadway and Lemon Grove. You can check DanaLanding.com for more info all the way across the board. It's time. We got the man, Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing, is standing by. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
Dude, we're doing great, Marcos. Buddy. Good morning. I been following the reports, man. Looks like another solid week of fishing at C4th.
You know, as we're going to start off with a half day again. There's been some great half day fishing. Seeing some yellowtail, bonita, some barracuda, calico bass, everything you'd expect of that summertime half day fishing. Twilight, not really seeing as much of the yellowtail as they were earlier, but still some good calico bass, good bottom fishing on there. And if all else, is a great way to escape the heat. Just get out there on a half day or the twilight, have a burger, catch some fish, go home, you know, have some fish for barbecue or whatever you want there. Very good fishing there. The full days, a little more hit or miss. They had a few trips to offshore this week to go with those island trips, and a little tougher. They're still seeing some bluefin. They're seeing yellowtail. Down at the island, they're seeing bonita, barracuda, bass, also some bottom fish. But definitely keep an eye on that one. I'm pretty sure that'll pick back up. They've seen a lot of fish. It just hasn't been cooperating as much as it has. Kind of the same for those overnight and longer trips. I mean, they're still catching bluefin and yellowtail. It's not quite the numbers we've seen, but there's been some really good trips mixed in there. And there's actually been some really big fish mixed in there also. I know the Aztec had fish up to 148 pounds on their last 2 days. So great fishing all around. And like I said, you know, with the weather heating up there, what better way to, you know, avoid that than get on the boat and get out there catching fish. So check the website, c4thlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for those half days. Got a little bit longer on those twilights this month with every day. Next month we're going to be running those Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So you're going to have a chance to go on the twilights for a while here. Full days. We're requiring passports on all those right now. They're mostly fishing the islands. We're going to keep the options open there. And we talk about this. If you can't make a trip, invest in that passport. It's good for 10 years. There's a lot of fishing in there. Same with those full or the overnights, all up on the website, c4thlanding.com. Give us a call at the office. If you have any questions, we'll be more than happy to help you out. Get you on the boat there, 619-224-3383. Of course, we're always more than happy to have you guys come down, visit us in person, get your gear tuned up, and get out on the boat there.
Man, great report. Well said, yeah. Marcos.
And stop in at Charlie's and get some breakfast, right?
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely. You know, they've got some great breakfast tacos over there, breakfast burritos. They got some great lunch over there. It's kind of hard to go wrong, you know, if you come down here. You get to hang out at the beach, have some great food, and get out on the boat and go fishing.
Yeah.
Well said, Marcos. Well, a great report. Glad to hear things are going so good at C4th. If somebody wants to come down, see the boys behind the counter, go into the tackle store, get all your gear tuned up, or better yet, book a trip. How do we find you guys?
Check the website for everything, c4thlanding.com. Got the full schedule up there. You can make reservations online, and that's through. I think we got trips into October, November now, so lots of options there. Give us a call, 619-224-3383. Come down to Mission Bay, visit us in person.
Love it, man. Great job, Marcos. Appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos. It's good fishing, man.
Some good fishing.
Yeah, I'll take that for sure.
Well, phones are packed up. Let's jump into it,
you got it. How about this time we talk to Dave? He's calling us from ANZA this morning. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. See, I'm going to change gears on you a little bit here with a field report. We've been up here in the High Sierras this past week, and we have about another 10 more days to go. Using a Convict Lake as our base, excellent conditions up here right now. You know, the snow melt is all gone, so the creeks are running nice. The guy camping next to us, he's been living out on trout just about every day. He goes down there. I've been fishing the lake on my float tube. You got to get out there a little bit deeper because the water's warmed up a little bit. But, you know, I've been catching plenty of the stalker-sized trout. And what a great area up here. There's so much to do besides the fishing. You know, hiked up the high lakes, did Bodie, down to Devil's Post Pile. We've got such a gem in our own backyard. The fishing's good, and I'm just really glad we're up here having a great time.
What's the hot jig there, Dave?
Okay, actually, I've been kind of been a power bait guy, and the Berkeley Worms. But that thing worked good. The word is out there was a 7-pound trout caught out of Convict this last week.
Nice one.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
And one other thing I'd like to add too is we're up here in our own RV. We do a lot of traveling throughout the year. But I've seen adventures in camping. I know they're part of the show. They call in, and I've seen them in action up here. They sure make it look easy. They've got some beautiful trailers that they rent out. I've seen them come into some of the campsites around us. They pull in, set it up, got the generators going, everything set. People come in, enjoy their time here, and when they're gone, they leave, and Adventures in Camping is right in there pulling their rig out. They really do quite a job.
Yeah, a lot easier than driving up the highway, right, Dave, and setting it all up yourself.
Yeah, well, you know, we do have our own rig. We do a lot throughout the year besides the Sierras, but if the Sierras is all I was going to do, that would be the ticket to do it. They do a great job.
Adventure and Camping, yeah. And they have multiple different types of trailers for different sized families and people, yeah.
We're going in a couple weeks.
Man. Oh, are you going?
Yeah. Cool. We're going to do it for Dallas's birthday.
Dallas's birthday.
So that was the thing. We spend the week doing the Sierras every year. And we haven't been since we've had the boys, and so this is our triumphant return back to the Eastern Sierra.
So you're all set up already with Adventure and Camping.
Well, we just officially decided that we could pull it off. So no,
but have a fall deal coming up. Yeah, so you'll hear that here on Let's Talk Cook. They have a special in the fall, that's the best time to go.
I was BSing with Ryan and Shannon, like, man, we're really gonna try to come back this year, and we've just officially decided her schedule and my schedule are gonna work it. So yeah, my next phone call is me to Ryan. Literally hearing Dave talk about this got me extra fired up.
And that's why Wayne's here, because he's going to be running the board.
Exactly.
I'm going to be in Montana. So Corey and Wayne will be here running
there
the
it
show.
Is. Yeah. There it is.
Perfect. Yeah.
End of September. We're coming back. Don't call it a comeback. We're back in the Sierras.
That's it. Yeah, for sure. Dave, good report there. Thanks a lot for that, for sure. You have a great text, huh, Wayne?
Yeah. You know, we were just talking about the albacore, and so it says, good morning, team, thinking out loud, but I'm curious about how applying what we've learned on the bluefin might affect what might happen if the albacore ever come back. Are we going to be doing nighttime fishing, poppers, kites?
Oh.
Are they going to be that picky? And that's from Mario in Pasadena. Albacore is different than bluefin, and anybody that's fished albacore knows we troll them up, and they stay by the boat, which is why we love them on the sport boat. They don't just take off. If you can keep them hanging, they'll be around the boat, and you just keep putting baits or swim jigs or whatever back at them, and you will just keep pulling them to the boat. They stay. You don't. They're not picking
love
like
those days, man.
Yes,
man,
totally. I love though the way that his mind was thinking in terms of the nighttime thing. You know, I mean, I hope that that's not a thing. You know, there's nothing like albacore fishing, putting your spread out, driving around, waiting for the clicker to go off. The anticipation of the jig strike is always the coolest thing,
right.
And catching them on the slide, exactly. Wayne made a perfect description, you know. It's a mad scramble if you're in your own boat to throw a scoop of bait over and then, you know, watch them boil up and then catch them on the baits. But he brings up a great point. You know, I mean, we've talked about it so many times, like all the years that we missed out on schools of fish at nighttime that we never bothered fishing for. Well, I'm sure the same thing with albies. You know, I'm sure nobody bothered stopping trying and fishing small colt snipers at nighttime. Who knows? You know,
maybe you're gonna meet tomorrow.
The point was we didn't have to.
Yeah.
We'd leave here at old dark 30 and we'd be back by 2 in the afternoon.
Right. It was a fun day.
It used to be so much fun.
Fun stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it could happen again.
It can,
you never know.
I think it will. It's just, who knows?
Yeah. Let's try sneaking another phone call.
You got it, man. How about we talk to John? John's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's always fun to listen to the show. So my question, two-part question, one for Pete, one for Rick. So, Pete, when we went to Canada and you brought your breakdown, your two-piece rods from Phoenix, what line class were those, and how did those fish, and were they easy to travel with? And, Rick, can you order them for you guys and get them in the tackle store?
So I took an Osea Jigger 25LD lever drag. The most awesome. Like,
that thing's a powerhouse.
That thing is unbelievable. I mean, it's made to catch big fish, right? But when you're pulling on a 40-pound Lincoln, you want to get them off the bottom, it's the stuff.
Yeah.
It's got that big handle and stuff like that. I put 65-pound power or 60 or 65 pound max quattro on it, and it was perfect. Had plenty of line to catch a big bluefin. I think it was 40 pound that I put on there, which was plenty. And I put an 80 pound top shot of Seaguar Gold Label, and I mean, fished any jig except anything that you wanted to put down there, but mostly the MC swim bait, the slugs, the big slugs, and yeah, it worked great. Just like a nice travel rod. It's perfect.
Yeah. And in terms of getting those, John, we do. We actually carry them in stock. It is something that we stock.
The OCA jigger?
Well, he was talking about the travel rod.
Oh, that Phoenix travel rod.
And we carry the jigger also. Yeah. But those Red Eye series travel rods we do, they make more than just what we carry. We carry the most common things. Like, the most common guy that comes into the tackle store looking for a travel rod is usually going to the East Cape. Like, that's our most common duty. So a little bit is more geared towards the heavier side of things. But, yeah, come in anytime. If the one that you're after is not one that we have in stock, everything's orderable and, yeah, super easy to get. Those guys,
they do a nice job on travel rods.
They do. They come in a nice case. It's easy enough to either fit in an overhead if you're just dealing with the rod yourself, or if you've got a, you know, full-size suitcase, you can just throw their case inside the rod. It definitely makes life easy for travel.
Yeah. When I travel with those rods, sometimes the cases are a little bigger than my big bag.
Yeah.
I take them out of the case and then just pack them in the bottom in a solid area surrounded by clothing.
Totally.
It works fine. I mean, there's a little risk there. You may break a guide or stuff like that, but I, knock on wood, never have.
Yeah.
So they travel very well.
That is a good set of travel. And they're not too terribly expensive.
No,
they're not cheap, but they're not a fortune either. You know?
And they come in a variety of different things, all the way from a popper rod for fishing big bluefin and or tuna or whatever somewhere else stuff to a rod that you can catch salmon on.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, if carrying a rod case isn't for you, it's sure not a bad option.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, hey, we got another full hour Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. I want to say a big thanks to Kyle keeping us on the fan. But we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the YouTube, Facebook Live, as well as that Let's Talk Hookup app. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup with Wayne, Pete, and myself. We'll catch you then for another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup.
Great to tell you about my fishing buddy Dan Hume and his amazing company Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based? Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems. Not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com. or ShogunSportFishing.com, or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?